Hello, my name's Malcolm Cox. If you know me, I produce many different podcasts and other recordings, and this will be unlike any I've ever done or possibly ever will. This is the first edition, or first episode, of a new series called Joy in the Morning, spelt M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G. It's a play on the words of my mother's name, which is Joy, and the word morning, which in Psalm 30 is weeping may remain for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Only here, I'm thinking about the mourning that happens when you grieve after somebody dies. Those of you who know me will know that my mother died, as of the day of recording, 3 weeks ago today. And I'm out for my morning prayer walk in the Kent countryside, staying with my father for a few days after the funeral, which took place yesterday. And as I was praying this morning, trying to process what's going on and feel my way through the grieving, it occurred to me to record a few thoughts. And I plan to record some thoughts today, and occasionally, I don't know how often, we'll see. And I'm not going to do any editing, so you might hear the odd undesired noise, like a sniff or something. If you are listening on headphones, you might hear some background noise. There's the M20 not too far away, and there's some birds singing. I think there's some skylarks this morning. Lots of birds singing in the latter part of the dawn chorus this morning. It's a beautiful setting. The sun is out. It's blinding me, actually. So I'm just going to record these raw. You won't get much in the way of artwork and no editing and no music, but I don't have time for that right now as I'm doing my own grieving and helping my family and those around us to, well, support each other in our grieving. I'm also aware that part of the reason for doing this is to help me to process my own thinking. The more I talk things out, the better I understand what's going on inside me. And there's another part of me, I think, I'm aware that I'd like people to know what I'm going through and feeling. Perhaps there's a slightly self-focused and selfish element here. Somebody can help me with that, perhaps. I don't know. But I also hope that in sharing my thoughts and feelings, perhaps that might be helpful for other people who are going through a significant loss or who might go through it in the future. So that's the background to what's going on here. And I'll upload these and record these just from time to time. I don't know how often, but that's the plan. Now, as for this morning, so where are we? Well, my mother died 3 weeks ago today after 2 weeks in hospital and a lifetime of pain. She's very significantly affected by rheumatoid arthritis and its complications. And we had the funeral yesterday at the Church of St. Nicholas in Pluckley. It was a beautiful occasion. It was a sad, sober time, but it was also beautiful in its own way. My father took the service, which is going up online, I hope today. They did record it, so if you want the link, let me know. It'll go on my website too. And he spoke so beautifully. My sister read. I did a eulogy, which I think was appropriate. I think it honored Mum and brought glory to God. I think it achieved what I'd hoped it would achieve. My request for prayers on this were that it would honor my mother, because her life certainly deserved to be honored. An extraordinary woman. I wanted her to be honored, and I think she was. I wanted to help bring perspective on what life is about in some way. And I think myself and my father in what we talked about did that. That life is more than just activity. It's about our character, our spirit, and about God. It was a very, well, my father said, I think it was a very Christian ceremony, an event, in a good way. So I think it provided perspective. You know, we're all going to be here just for a short time, really. What can we do with our lives to leave a healthy legacy? And I also wanted to provide comfort. I hoped that what I would say in the day itself would provide comfort for people who, so many of us, are really feeling this loss, because my mother was an extraordinary character. I mean, hard to describe to anybody who didn't know her, but a towering, small, slight woman, frail, and yet of immense character and spirit. More on that perhaps another time, but that was yesterday, and it was a beautiful occasion. The funeral directors, Fuggles, I must commend them. They did, they were wonderfully respectful, sort of invisible in the way that they need to be at times, but also present and helpful. And actually, there are many things I could talk about yesterday, but I'll do that more perhaps another time. That was yesterday, and then my sister and my father and I, we couldn't have a wake, but we had a little time of sharing a drink and talking over memories together. And that was that. So this morning, as I've been out praying and thinking about what's going on in me, what's going on through this, what's God showing me, and how am I going to feel my way forward, the thing that struck me as I walked across the fields is that today I just feel more strongly than I have done for the last few days that sense of loss. Mum was buried. She's been buried in the graveyard at the church, and it was a good burial in a sense. But to see the coffin lowered, of my own mother, lowered into that grave. And then thinking about that this morning, it strikes me that is it. That is it, in a sense. And the feeling of having lost her has come back to me more strongly today. And then I was thinking about what I would pay. What price would I pay to reclaim her? To unlose her? And it's a high price. I don't know exactly, but I'd pay a high price to get her back, you know, not just in theory, but her personally. To have her laugh back. She had such an infectious, crazy laugh. She was impish in her sense of humor, and she made me laugh more than any other single person ever has. I'd pay a high price to get that ability and that experience of laughing together. I'd pay a high price to get her compassion back. She was such a compassionate, loving person. I'd pay a high price for so many reasons. And that made me think about Adam and Eve and Jesus. And God lost Adam and Eve in Eden, in a sense, lost them. Because we look at that as the fall and the loss of that relationship. Now, they were still alive, but something very profound. They were really lost to him. And of course, if they, if you like, died in their sins, they would be lost permanently. I wondered a bit more than I have before, how did God feel about that loss? How did it feel? And then, of course, thinking about Jesus. And I wonder how God felt about losing him in death. Yeah, only for 3 days as such, but that loss. And looking at that price he was willing to pay to get Adam and Eve, and all of us, Adams and Eves, returned to him. It was a high price. But he felt that loss so keenly, and it's, of course, lost because of love, that he was willing to do that. And that's why I feel very lost, a bit myself this morning. I feel somewhat, I don't know, what shall I do next? What shall I do now? What shall I do in the next 10 minutes? What shall I eat? What shall I wear? I just feel myself very confused today. I feel a bit lost, and it's because of the loss of my mother I would pay. What a price I would pay. So it's made me grateful that God would pay the price to have me back and have others back. There comes a car. No time for editing. He paid that price. And well, what's that done to me this morning? It's made me grateful. How grateful I am that he did pay that price. So those are some thoughts today. That's what I'm feeling. I'm feeling the loss of my mother very keenly. I'm feeling a bit lost myself. It's day one after the burial, and life will carry on as I look around me. The birds are still flying and singing. People are still driving their cars and going about their business. Today, we'll be doing a bit of work in the garden to prepare the garden, my dad's garden, for spring. We'll go and do some shopping and a few other things. I'll write some thank you notes to people for their help with the funeral. I'll be exchanging messages, I'm sure. There's quite a few people who have sent me so many messages of encouragement. I am supremely grateful for that. I hope to be talking to the funeral directors about getting the recording of the ceremony up online, hopefully today. Hope that'll work out, and I'll post the links for that as soon as it becomes available. So that's day one. A sense of loss and a sense of gratitude. Hope you find these thoughts helpful. If you've got any ideas about the sorts of things that you might find useful to hear, do let me know. I'm sorry about the lack of editing. I hope this comes out all right, and I'll post some more in the days and weeks coming up. Until the next time, joy in the morning. Joy in the morning. I wish you joy. Yes, that's what my mother would want too. I wish you joy in your day today. Take care. God bless.